Welcome to a World Youth Day podcast brought to you by the Daughters of St. Paul. Don't forget to visit our website at www.daughtersofst.paul.org.au.
Morning prayer for Sunday, the 20th of July. Almighty God, in your Son Jesus, you offer good news to the poor, the hungry, and the oppressed. In the breaking of the bread and the pouring of the wine, help us to taste and see the life of Jesus as a sacrament for the world. Renew us in the gift of his presence, a companionship that will never end. Amen.
Jesus lives today in the people who have chosen to follow him. We are his hands and his feet, and just as he discovered his true identity as God's Son, so too are we called to discover our deepest selves, to discover our true identity in Christ. Let everything that breathes give praise to the Lord. Alleluia.
Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness. Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes. Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let everything that breathes give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah.
The scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 16 to 21. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing."
In this gospel passage, Jesus speaks publicly about his place, purpose, and identity in the world. He realized that the Spirit compelled him to live a certain way and give witness to certain things. He set his face towards Jerusalem, a choice that would change the world for all time. What do you feel compelled to do as a Christian? Who is God calling you to be?
Let us pray to Christ, who of his fullness gives his people love in return for love. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all pilgrims, that they might recognize their place and purpose as followers of Christ in the world today. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For organizations that work globally, that they might recognize their responsibility to the poor and to work towards the release of people from injustice. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Christians working in the media, that their life in Christ might influence the choices and decisions they make in their work. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O God, as World Youth Day draws to a close, and we return home to the everyday places and people in our lives, might we be transformed by our encounter with you here in Sydney. Make us a Eucharistic people in faith and action, becoming living bread, broken for the life of the world. Amen.